You have entered the Arcade Cafe. Today in the cafe, I'm drinking a blue milk latte.
What's blue milk?
From your favorite science fiction series, Star Wars.
No, I'm saying what makes it blue.
I honestly don't know. I'm not sure. It's like toasted marshmallow flavor, but I don't know what's blue about it. It did have like blue cold foam on top.
Beaver secretions.
I would prefer if it was that.
Most things are. If it says natural flavorings, it's usually beaver gland secretions.
That's the only sense that I can make out of anything.
It's the only thing that's even worth eating, honestly.
Truly, truly. What are you having?
I'm having an iced coffee with a splash of white stuff.
Oh. Cow juice?
I think it's the milk of an almond. So somebody squeezed them almond teats. Yeah.
I am your host, Bryce Yoli, and I'm here with my pal and cousin-in-law and more eloquent co-host, Caleb James, here in the cafe. Here in the Arcade Cafe lies a Pip-Boy-sized answer to those full-length episodes of the main feature of Arcade Bookshop. At only about 30 minutes in length, we bring you our current thoughts on our video game progress, our book progress, a little bit of video game news that's probably already a little old, occasional state of the podcast info, our wants, our needs, our private thoughts, our deepest, darkest secrets, and the sweet nothings that Caleb whispers in the bedroom.
That intro is too long. It needs to be cut down drastically. What's a Pit Boy?
A Pit Boy is from the classic video game series Fallout, Caleb. You'd learn that if you started playing the Fallout series or even just watching the Fallout show, because it is fantastic and you have to start watching it.
Why don't I do any of this shit? It's not like I'm on an Arcade Bookshop video game themed podcast. Like, why the fuck do I gotta learn this stuff?
Well, honestly, even if it has nothing to do with the podcast, it's actually really, really good. I mean, I already talked about it a couple of times here, but I'm almost done with it. And like, I've heard from a lot of people that even if you don't like, and I agree, even if you don't know anything about the video game, it's just a really good show.
Well, let me tell you something about myself. I'll never do it. You know why? Because I just don't. My sister still tells me I have to watch The Sopranos. Spencer has been telling me for 30 years that I have to watch The Wire. I have to watch The Boys. I have to, all these shows I have to watch. And you know what I do? I watch fucking reruns of garbage that I don't even like because I don't want to do it. I don't want new shows.
That's 98% of what I do too. I pretty much exclusively watch The Office, but
yeah, that's good. The Office and Parks and Rec are good for just random reruns.
Yeah. The thing is about all those other shows you mentioned is they're all incredibly long. Like they all have like 7 seasons. So it's not easy, and they're like an hour long. It's not easy to just watch The Sopranos or watch The Wire.
Yeah, every time somebody suggests something to me, it's like, well, you never finished watching Breaking Bad. You need to watch all Breaking Bad. I'm like, I don't fucking have 18 years to devote to watching Game of Thrones or any of these hour long plus shows that have 50 seasons. And I just don't care. Even if it's good, I'm not going to do it. I can't even just get myself to watch a new movie anymore. I read books.
I agree.
I'm a loser.
Breaking Bad ends up going pretty fast just because it's addictive, but I agree. But Fallout is only 8 episodes. They are like an hour or so long, but they're just really good. But whatever you want to do. I thought we'd talk about, we haven't actually really done anything with the podcast information yet. So I thought we'd talk some state of the podcast info for our lovely listeners.
Listener.
All 10 of them.
Well, we got 10 of them now? Nice.
Maybe.
Fucking I don't know. Rad.
For those of you who see our posts but don't stop by the show, or maybe those of you who listen to the beginning and then bow out, I'm going to make it understood right now. That sounds really harsh, but I'm just going to help you understand.
I'm going to break your legs if you do it again.
I'm going to make it understood.
I'm going to come over your house and I'm going to hide in your closet.
I just feel like I could be wrong on this, but I feel like our trailer makes it sound like we're going to be like this really serious, like we're going to get down to brass tacks talking about the literary qualities of these video games and the books that we want to connect them with. And the truth is that we do some of that, but I just want to establish that while we do talk about some serious topics that are there in the games and the books and whatnot, when it comes down to it, Caleb and I are really just a couple of fucking idiots who sometimes talk about shit we don't understand. And and then after that, we just slide off topic for like 15 minutes. But I think it's fun. And I think it's fun to listen to people explore topics they don't fully understand and ramble on about nonsense. Yeah. And I know that like a lot of people disagree with that. And it depends what kind of listener you are. Like for me, I listen to my podcast during the time that I'm working. And a lot of it is just like, you know, it's like video game podcasts or horror podcasts that I don't really need to pay strict attention to. So I like, you know, I like that it's like an hour long and I don't need to know every single detail of it. So I'm not like hyper fixated on it. I like the rambling. I like to like tune in and tune out when it's something that appeals to me. And, you know, I just like the background noise and
I mean, it's on like topics radio.
That I like. Yeah.
It's like old radio shows where it's like, you don't, oh, I don't give a shit about this topic. And you just tune out for a little bit. But once they get onto something more your speed, you're like, okay, I'm back.
Yeah. And I feel like our hour and a half, sometimes pushing 2 hour long episodes are a turnoff for just being a couple of guys that are nobodies that,
hey, speak for yourself, fuckhead. I'm a somebody.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, call yourself what you want to call yourself, but, I'm just being honest and
I'm gonna call myself Master Chief because I'm wearing green today.
I'm gonna call myself Samus Aran and try to live up to that unachievable.
No, you don't get to do that. You get to be Richard Cranium and that's all you get to be.
Richard, oh fuck you. Thought this was a character that I hadn't heard of.
No, it can be. My fucking chair's broken. I'm sinking. My leg's anyway. Broken too. I'm anyway, in a bad shape. I'm in a bad
our playtime. Our playtime I get is like hard to look at and decide to listen to, but maybe just go into our, you know, this one's only like half an hour long or so. Go into our long episodes knowing that you don't have to listen super closely. And it's just fun. And if you ever listen to DPW, the Drunken Pen Writing Podcast that Caleb hosts, it's kind of the same thing. I mean, you do a better job of like staying on topic, but
there's a very worrying trend though for DPW at the moment, and that is our actual strict writing episodes are blowing out our random episodes, like the fun stupid episodes that we like to do and we just talk nonsense and maybe we have a topic but we, you know, ramble bullshit and everyone thinks it's real funny. Those ones underperform drastically compared to just like the Sword and Sorcery episode we did. It's like a lot of people listen to that one. I'm like, huh. So it's like we actually have to do some work.
Oh, they like it better when you stay on topic?
Very strict topic and, you know, minimal fuck around, it seems. Those ones, at least download-wise, those do the best. I'm like, oh, man, I like the fuck around stuff, but...
And that kind of brings me to my next topic.
It's hard to know what your audience is, you know, unless they give you feedback.
Right. And being just some guys that want to put some good material out and not experts in marketing or podcasting or whatever, that's a challenging thing to figure out. So, like, we don't know. We have an idea of who our audience is, but we don't have, like, it down pat as much as we'd like to. But I'm just
apparently
doing
our audiences generally seems to be, at least the people who like the show and the format of the show, are older white guys. Like that's like
us,
yeah. Like the Arcade Bookshop, no, Arcade Bookshop is like 40 to the 55 range of like white guys who like video games and books. That seems to be the market because at least as far as feedback we've gotten, DPW, I've been getting a lot more female listeners. So, and then maybe that's just because I've been having a lot of female guests on, but I get a lot of younger people that are into, you know, getting into writing, but then a lot of the mm-hmm. ones that actually like our goofy content are older people. So it's a weird hodgepodge of listeners.
Yeah, and that's something we've been thinking about too. Like I know we've only had, you know, male guests on, and that's just kind of the nature of the field, I think. It's not anything on purpose. It's just kind of like every time someone pops up, it's a guy.
Mm, yeah.
So I'm down to have anybody of any demographic on the show if you're interested.
Even Ghost of Hitler?
You know, it's nice to have those different perspectives on video games.
Well, that tanked us. Good job. Good fucking job.
I didn't say I'm a fan of Hitler. I said it's nice to understand the different perspectives.
Once you get on the defensive, it's done. You lost.
That's why you read Mein Kampf in history class, just to understand, you know?
I never read it.
Well, you didn't have history of the Holocaust in college.
No. So. They made you read Mein Kampf, huh?
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up.
No, it's not. It's just understanding what, you know, it's also making fun of him a little bit. Anyway, we're getting off topic here. My next topic was the idea of potentially reformatting the core episodes of Arcade Bookshop in the future. We talked a little bit about this off air, but
are we finally going to do that thing where we get rid of the arcade and the bookshop and just talk about the story arcs of dirty movies?
I mean, I didn't want to say it, but you said it, so
it's where the money is. And why did they scissor? Because they were furious about the state of the economy. And yeah, you can really pull some stuff out of those movies. I know you can. She had to work three jobs, and she was so tired, and all she wanted was a back rub.
This is starting to really explain the tone of your voice on our video game episodes, where you don't fucking care at all. But what do you think? And like we've been saying, we're gonna see if we can like reach more people. I think the main problem is that we don't really know how to reach our audience in full, because on TikTok and Instagram or whatever, everything is so saturated. There's too many people doing like video game podcasts or book podcasts, and I think our idea for our show is good, but it's hard to make people aware of it and understand that it's a little bit different than the rest of them. So the hope is that I go to Comic-Con, I meet some people, you know, maybe I'll get them to record their voice, like talk about what they like in video games and books, and I'll put it on a special episode, garner some interest, get it out there, and then maybe we'll get more of an audience. But also wondering if maybe we could somehow reformat the show so it's more concentrated and there's less bullshitting, right? So
maybe
my thought is, and this is depending how it looks after Comic-Con, how the statistics look, but if we scaled back the frequency of the core episodes and only do one show that covers both the game and the book and really narrows down the conversation, so we only talk for like an hour and a half total about both.
Yeah, it'd be all right.
And then only air it like once every 3 weeks, maybe. I hate to do that just because, you know, the main point of the show is Arcade Bookshop and not Arcade Cafe. And I still want to do Arcade Cafe. I like doing them. But I also think just in terms of time spent on the show and the return that we're seeing in terms of our audience and, you know, downloads and whatever, I'd like to have a better show less often than put out long shows on one topic at a time that aren't being viewed very much.
I find that most podcasts tend to get more binge listeners than they do weekly listeners anyway. Like, you get listeners who will go through your catalog or listen to a bunch of episodes. Like, a lot of people that are fans of DPW, they, and I think you might even do it sometimes, is like, oh, I didn't listen to like four or five episodes out, and then you listen to them all, you know?
Yeah.
Like, to play catch up. Like, a lot of people just do that. So I don't think it really matters if you're as strict with weekly or bi-weekly releases as long as you still are releasing. Because I follow a lot of podcasts, like the Hardcore Literature podcast. That motherfucker now, maybe once every 3 to 6 months, he releases an episode. And people are happy with it because he's, you know, really good quality. But it's just like, as long as people just want the episodes at some point, you know, yeah, they listen to them at their leisure anyway.
Yeah, and I noticed that Jaime from Coalition / Arts Calling podcast, I noticed that I don't think he has a strict schedule for his releases. I think he just, whenever he can get his interview done and whenever he can get it edited, I think he just uploads it when he's ready.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's like a strict day or time frame, like a frequency.
See, I release frequently, but just because if I don't, I'll just forget to do it. Like yesterday, yeah, I forgot to put the episode out, and I was like, I edited it and everything. I just forgot to schedule it, and I was like, ah, fuck. So I had to wait till I got home from work yesterday just to publish it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it might be cool. And I know that's something that people have told me, like, your episodes are too long and you talk about, you don't get into the meat of the show for like a half an hour sometimes, which we've stopped doing. But so if you're listening to this and you're listening to like original episodes, the first like dozen or so, I know a lot of them start out with like a half hour of fucking nonsense.
That's because you always wanted to be like me and have a cold open.
Well, yeah, and we still have a cold open. It's just we've really gotten down to only talking for like 3 or 4 minutes before we get into the...
Generally, DPW cold opens are like 3 to 5 minutes. Sometimes they go real long, and then I'm just like, ah, fuck. But then those end up being DBS episodes usually because I'm like, ah, I can't have a fucking main episode with a 20-minute cold open.
Yeah, and I think I was too much... because like I said at the beginning of this episode, I like to listen to podcasts where people just ramble. So I love that Adam Blank talks about, has that half an hour intro. I love it for some reason. I guess because he's just rambling about things that are important to him and some other people. Not really to me, but I like to hear it. So I guess I like that too much. And I was kind of just being okay with these 20-minute cold opens. Anyway, my point is that if you're listening to old episodes, our more current ones aren't doing that anymore. So that's something to look forward to, but maybe we can do it regardless because we're coming up on like a year of the show soon.
What category is the podcast under? Is it under books or games or what?
I think it's under books.
That could be the problem as well, because since it's I don't know, Arcade Bookshop, it still makes you think of books just because of the bookshop, I think, more than video games, but you're competing with mostly book review podcast and stuff like that, because I think I had to put mine under books as well, and it's like that's tough because it's a writing podcast. Like they might have eventually put out a subgenre that I was able to put it in, but for the longest time it was just competing against book podcasts, and like I'm not really a book podcast. Like we cover books,
yeah,
that's not what we do, and that's the same with this. Yeah, we cover books, but that's not all we do.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is on everything, but I know there was somewhere where I chose books and games, but I don't know if it's like that on all the platforms. So that, yeah, it might make a difference. I don't know if I can change it though.
Yeah, you can.
Well, then our the only other option, if we don't do what I already just said, would be going seasonal, which would be nice to get a break now and then. But I also, like you said, I don't want to stop doing it and then forget about it.
Yeah, or just put it off too long. Like, oh shit, it's been 6 months, you know?
Right. But yeah, it'd be nice to reformat, get to a place where we both aren't like, oh, we gotta record this, we gotta get our backlog back again. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just always regularly have time for casual gaming, casual reading, and plenty of space for writing, because that's the main point of our lives first, before the show.
See, the problem is when you get in a niche like this, it's, even if you do get popular, you're still in a niche. Like that's the one thing with DPW I often flirted with, just being done with the show and just us doing a different podcast, where Spencer has even brought it up too, where it's like, we could do a different podcast that's, you know, actual general topics, like anything. Not, I mean, we talk about everything, but we're, you know, we're not an entertainment podcast really. So, you know, it's still writing and books, so that always has to be the focus because that's what our audience is. It's like, but that's such a niche audience. And every year, yeah, I see by the stats, like less and less people care about reading and writing than they used to, which is very fucking sad. And then you see the podcasts that have taken off. It's stupid relationship podcast, true crime podcast. And if you're lucky, there's a select group of like, what do you call, like audio play kind of things, or even like horror, like No Sleep podcasts, like, you know, story podcasts, but they're done in like an old school radio way. Like those are picking up in popularity, but outside of that, it's just, it's the same shit, like a bunch of fucking B-list celebrity podcast and a bunch of political podcast or sports.
Yeah, right.
But even the sports podcasts, like they all kind of merge into like the same shit where it's just like, we just talk about random shit every day because everyone's run out of topics to discuss. And it's just really hard to just be a niche podcast, because then you're like, I even have less to talk about than these people.
Right. Well, that, and like, that's, again, that's where I'm like, I also want to make this show something that people want to listen to, but I also want to make it something that we just always enjoy regardless of how many people are listening.
Yeah, so, if we're not having fun, then the show's going to fucking suck.
Yeah, so the more we can make it something manageable and less like a chore, the better it will be in general in terms of just the quality of the show, you know, again, regardless of how many people are listening.
Mm-hmm.
I just, so at the end of the day, even if nobody listens, I just want to look at it and be like, well, I did it well.
I mean, no matter even what. If you like something such as video games and books, if it's like, oh shit, we have to fucking do next week, we have to record this episode, so we got to rush through this game or we got to rush through this book, that's not fun. Like, that's not an enjoyable way to take in any kind of media, even if it's something you like. So spacing it out is not a bad idea, because it'll give us more time to focus on, you know, being able to actually, because even some of the episodes we've done, I feel like we, not a rush job, but it's not, we didn't dive in as much as we probably would have if it was like, you know, we didn't have 3,000 other fucking things we had coming up.
Exactly. And we, at this point, we have, you know, there are some of those episodes like that, but we have a backlog now. Not a backlog, but, you know, we have a collection of episodes now.
Yeah.
So we have things that people can listen to and pick and choose from. And now we have the luxury of slowing down. And like you said, people are going to do the binge thing and still wait. And still, you know, they can monitor for new episodes. Mm. And in the meantime, they still have so much they can listen to.
Well, this is another issue, too, that arises with this kind of podcast. And Spencer inadvertently brought this up because, like, he's reading American Gods now, and he purposely didn't listen to our American Gods episode because he wanted to read the book first. And he asked me, hey, you know, I want to read Hitchhiker's Guide at some point, but not going to be anytime soon. Can I listen to the episode without spoiling it? And I told him he can, because that's one of those books, you know, it's not, we didn't really give much away. It's not like a book that has an ending that you can really give away, but that is a good point. Like, if you really want to play a video game or read this certain book, you don't want two guys to fucking talk about it. Like, you're not going to listen to them talk about it until you played it or read it.
Yeah. And I want to move on to a couple other things after this, but yeah, like, even the spoilers that we do give away, I personally don't feel like they ruin anything before reading or playing them. I don't, because especially, I guess especially video games, I don't feel like the stuff that we talk about is going to make it like, oh, no point in playing the game now. It's like the game is still a game, you know?
I don't think we ever give any twist or anything away anyway.
Rarely. Sometimes, in terms of books, but not too bad. I most of the time, like, I have that spoiler warning because people want that, just in case, but it's really not that spoily. Let's move on, just real quick, writing and gaming stuff. My poetry chapbook pre-sales start next week. I don't know how to do them at all, because they haven't informed me, but
not
they start next week. And yeah, well, I don't know. They should get in touch with me soon. They start next week, and I can let everybody know, and I would love it if you purchased my new chapbook.
By his book titled Airplane Graveyard.
Airplane Graveyard. So that,
Pocketful,
yeah.
Be out. Personally, just so everyone knows, I wanted Pocketful of Boners. That was my working title I gave him. He didn't want it.
Yeah, I need, you know, I wanted to have the image of something long and powerful, and you know, airplane came to my head. Boners and penises came to Caleb's head as
immediately
as they do,
like, right away. But I thought it was a better title, you know, full of boners.
Yeah, well,
because boners also means mistakes, Bryce. See, it's a metaphor.
Airplane, boner, graveyard, pocket. What are you gonna do?
It's a hole. Hole's a hole.
Well, this just happened today. Yeah. I just got rejected from something I submitted to December 26th, 2022.
Ooh, congratulations. What was that?
It was an A.
Asshole review.
Annulet. I remember submitting to that. Annulet.
Annulet? They just got back to you?
Yeah, and rejected me. I don't know. They're probably just cleaning up.
Probably didn't read it.
Anything new with your... I think you've announced all your writing stuff, I think.
Well, as of today, Ethereal Nightmares, an Anthology of Twisted Tales is officially available on Amazon, so you can purchase it. I looked at... Now, it's as of today, because today is Wednesday. It's only the pre-order for the Kindle shows up, but it says 317 pages. I'm hoping that's the page count for the actual book, not just like the Kindle. I don't know if they difference in the Kindle versus the, like, on the page number. I don't know, but I'm hoping that, because that'd be the biggest book I'm in, I think, you know, actual physical book. So that'd be cool. But like I said, my story is 10,000 words, so I don't know how many pages that is, but that's a good bit. So even if you didn't want to read any of the other stories for some reason, which they actually sound pretty cool, because I've been getting, if you follow Dark Homes Publishing on Instagram, they've been publishing all the teasers and stuff, and the stories do sound cool. There's a lot of quality writers in there as well that have been publishing things like Cosmic Horror Monthly and things that I want to get in real bad. So it's like I'm actually in a really good lineup of authors. So I'm really pumped for that. But cool stories. And anyway, even if you didn't, for whatever reason, want to read the other stories, my story is still long enough that I think it'd be worth the $10 or whatever the book cost.
Nice.
Or the Kindle version, $10? Which is like $4 or $5.
Is that all it is?
I think the paperback. I don't know what the hardback is.
That's pretty crazy. Cool. Is that all?
Yeah, I'm still waiting on a couple acceptances, but once those come in, I'll announce those too.
I've got nothing else except gaming stuff. They finally announced the Nintendo Switch successor. Well, they didn't announce it. They announced when they'll announce it.
2025.
So, sometime between now and March 25th, 2025.
Lame.
I think 25th. The end of sometime close to the end of their fiscal year or something like that. But still, yeah, it's too long out, but it's still exciting because I like the Switch a lot. Still like it. And it's exciting to see what they might do. And the dream is that it'll be backwards compatible so that we can still play all the Switch games.
They will make it not backwards compatible and it'll be dog shit.
Probably.
And release 3 games and the screen will just be bright red and burn your retinas.
Yeah, I really hope so. Just, oh God. I only like playing 15 minutes at a time. And I like to be forced to stop because of pain.
So, I have a quick gaming news.
Okay.
Personal gaming news. I just, as of 2 minutes before joining this thing, I purchased Fear and Hunger Termina.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm probably going to start playing that here soon.
I finally purchased Fear and Hunger 1, so that'll...
Dude, maybe... the atmosphere alone and the fucking eerie music and that, you're going to at least like that. And the turnstile fighting's cool because you have to use your brain and you can actually talk to enemies. And you're going to die 7,000 times before you even figure out what you're doing. But once you start learning some things, it gets really cool.
Nice. Well, I'll be doing that in the next, I don't know, soon. Okay. My other piece of news was just about that Helldivers 2 thing. I don't know if you heard about that, but just real quick, basically, that game is kind of based on Starship Troopers.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually really cool and I want to play it. It's mostly multiplayer, I think, but basically the thing is the people that were playing it on PC they sent out this update saying you had to link your PSN account to Steam in order to keep playing. And PC players probably don't have a PSN account. And a lot of people, you know, PSN is only available in like something like 69 countries. So there's a lot of countries that can't even do that. So if they own the game in those countries, they just had to stop playing. So everyone like review bombed the game and destroyed it. And then they went back on it after like a week or so. And then everyone reverse review bombed. So they love it again. So
good for them.
Yeah. All right. I think we can wrap it up now. You good, Caleb?
I'm good.
Ready to enjoy your lovely weather outside?
I am. It's nice out for once.
Well, everybody, if you haven't already, check out our two most recent episodes of Arcade Bookshop, where we cover Star Tropics and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. They go together, I promise. Kind of, not really, but it's fun to hear. Stay tuned Monday, May 20th, for a brand new episode of Arcade Bookshop, because we're going to be talking about Sea of Stars.
No.
That's right. We're not talking about an old part of a video game this time. We are we're talking about a new one and a popular one. So we aren't just old irrelevant assholes all the time.
And I beat it.
Yeah, we both beat it.
Well, I'm actually up on you because I beat Messenger as well, and you didn't even play that yet.
True. And lastly, stay tuned next Friday, May 17th, for another edition of this, of Arcade Cafe. So, thank you everybody for listening. You've just spent some time in the Arcade Cafe, and we hope you enjoyed yourself. I'm Bryce Yoli with my pal and cousin-in-law, Caleb James.
No finger
guns. And we'll see you next week. I'm not going to have finger guns.